David Ducharme.
Oh, it's Groundhog Day. Yeah, it's Groundhog Day. Groundhog Day. We're in check-in with Punxsutawney Phil. Let's see what his prediction is.
Phil looked to the skies and then, speaking in groundhoggese, directed this, President Dunkle, to the proper scroll, which reads, I see a shadow on my stage. And so, no matter how you measure, it's six more weeks of winter weather.
Did I hear booze? Big babies? What's wrong with winter?
That was me. So I think this is a legitimate question to ask. If we get six more weeks of the same winter we have been enduring since, what is it, maybe November? What will spring look like in terms of flood potential? Do you agree?
Yeah. No, it's exactly where my mind went. Maybe because we just have had so little snow the last couple of years. The fact we have a massive amount. And the last I heard, we were at 200%, maybe a little over 200% of the regular snowpack. Matt Johnson joins us right now, KSL meteorologist. Matt, what's the latest update? What's our snowpack?
Yeah, you're exactly right. So we're about 175%, about 200% of normal through February 1st. Now, if Punxsutawney Phil is correct, we would if we get the normal through February and March, we would do 2.69 inches of water in the valley. And we do another 166 inches of snow in the mountains. That would put us well above normal. It might mean 4th of July skiing, but I don't think it necessarily means or equates to spring runoff flooding, as a lot of folks get worried about from 1983. That was a totally different scenario.
Yeah, okay. What happened? How did that – I was so young when that happened. I was probably 7 or 8 years old.
Yeah, I wasn't even alive yet. But
you were negative like 9, but okay.
But through the years of going to the U and working in TV business and weather here in Salt Lake City over the last 10 plus years, I've done my research. And in 1983, it was a really wet fall and it was a really, really active winter. They did about 825 inches up at Brighton when they only average about 400.
Wow.
What was really different about that year is it stayed active through May 15th. So imagine having snowstorms in the mountains through May 15th, almost nonstop. So your snowpack, you've heavily loaded the mountains with deep snowpack, abnormally deep snowpack for May. Then what we did is we brought in upper 80s, highs in the upper 80s in the valley. So you quickly melt all of that snow that was loaded very, very late in the season. So for now, this season, it's really hard to say if we're going to see that or not. Yes, our soil moisture is high. Yes, we have above normal snowpack. But we have, in order for us to even get near what happened in 1983, we got to continue to have snow through May in the mountains, which
that's not going to happen.
I just don't see that happening. But if we start seeing a trend, you know, then we start talking about that. But right now, it's not really in the conversation.
When you look back at the photos from the 1983 flood, you just see it was State Street was a river.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it just
canoes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pontoon boats.
Yeah. And didn't they start worrying about the Great Salt Lake and pumping the water out about that time? I mean, it was too much water all at once. So when Punxsutawney Phil predicted six more weeks of winter. That's where my mind went, is what will six more weeks of winter look like? But what you're telling us is that back in the 80s, Brighton was more than double its normal snowpack, and then the temperatures just went through the roof.
Yeah, perfect storm. The biggest thing would probably be the late loading of heavy snow, deep snow in the mountains, and then a quick switch within a week to upper 80s in the valley.
Is there a chance at all we'll lose the traction that we've gained by enduring? I mean, I got to the point where I thought every day I'm driving to work in some sort of like a almost blizzard kind of conditions, you know, or it's a nice rink out there. I mean, Dave at one point said, I drove in and I looked at him and said, I don't even know how I made it here. And he goes, yeah, it's a death trap out there. You were sliding all over the road.
Yeah.
I was slipping and sliding all over the road. It's like almost every day. So is there a chance at all? And I hope we don't, because we've all sacrificed. There's been so many car accidents. There's been so many, you know, people that have been you know, snow blowing their driveways to get. So is there any chance at all we're going to lose traction on how, you know, how much snow we've gained over the next few weeks because we don't get enough storms?
Right. Yeah. If we go quiet for another week or two, we're going to start, you know, slowly but surely melting that snow. However, our wettest months of the year are, you know, February, March, April coming up. So it's hard for us to go with nothing. However, the last two springs have been dry. And that's been the big worry is that, yeah, we front loaded everything, November, December, and January. But if we get nothing here on out, this 200% would just pan out to be a normal snowpack by runoff. So we got to keep it going.
Another storm on the horizon?
Sunday night into Monday.
Of course, for the Monday morning commute.
Of course.
Big one, little one.
Right now it's hard to say because it looks like it might split. However, if we do get snow, it would be Monday.
Okay.
It would start as a valley rain snow mix and then maybe snow Monday.
Like hard to put numbers on. Sam-ish Monday? I'm trying to predict a sick of work day on Monday.
Yeah, it's hard to say with any confidence this far out, but yes, it does look like we might see a little snow Monday morning.
We'll let
Matt
you
Johnson, thank you. We're excited. KSL meteorologist, thank you.
We'll let you go do the new news on KSL 5. Thanks, Matt.
Yep.
All right. Here's some good news, I guess, either way. If you look at Punxsutawney Phil, he's been predicting since 1887. And his track record, and I'm so glad to see this line, his track record is not perfect. He's gotten it right 40% of the time over the past 10 years.
So the groundhog that we think we talk to that can write poetry is only right about the length of winter 40% of the time. This is my surprise face, Deb.
Do you think this is just a little bit odd?
Phil looked to the skies and then, speaking in groundhoggese, directed this, President Dunkel, to the proper scroll, which reads, I see a shadow on my stage. And so, no matter how you measure, it's six more weeks of winter weather.
Do you think that's just a little
Do I think that's
weird?
Real? Yeah, I think it's real, Deb. No, it's not weird at all. I think there is a talking groundhog out there, and he's really the oracle of weather. Who needs a Matt Johnson when you have a Punxsutawney Phil?
We know the day ahead, Groundhog Day ahead, holds a lot for Capitol Hill. They're going to be discussing legislation that would have to do with tightening up safety measures, security measures at Utah schools. So I know KSL News Radio's entire team is following those developments to find out specifics. One of those components would include tracking weapons on a database in terms of how many are brought into schools across Utah.